we're ready to spend the next hour with you, getting you to 5 o'clock here. It is a Thursday, and of course, you would expect a program with the name Jeremy Lawrence, and it would have one of those. That's me. And we also happen to have somebody who's not named Jeremy on board.
Yes. My name is Michael.
And that's you. Okay. Michael, producer extraordinaire, here with us, ready to go. And you're eating a bagel.
Yes, I'm eating a bagel.
This is good.
I'm like Jim Price. I can eat whatever I want when I'm on the air.
I'm just sitting here going, okay, we're getting ready for the show, and Michael takes a bite. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, we've got some good stuff ahead for you today as we talk about, just lots of things here. One of the things we're going to do sometime this hour, if Michael can peel himself away from the bagel at some point, he's going to have a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. Why? Because he just wants to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, I had to come up with something. I don't know. So I went digging, and I actually found two tickets to go see Noah on the IMAX screen at Celebration Cinema in Portage. This should be a good one, really.
That would be quite a treat to see.
In the IMAX, too.
Yes.
I mean, that screen wrapping around you and the flood. And I mean, it just sounds interesting. Gonna have to see this myself.
I hope people don't get up out of their seats and start running for the exit as soon as the flood starts coming.
The water's coming. Run for the hills. So, no, you don't have to do that. In fact, you'll be in extreme comfort while you're sitting mm-hmm. there watching the end of the world on the screen. So we've got a couple of tickets to that we'll be giving away sometime before the end of the program. So we look forward to having you do that. Also, video of the day, if you check out our blog, you could do that by going to WKZO.com, clicking on the blog section. That's actually down towards the bottom. And you'll be able to get there and see the video of the day today, which we selected, Sad Songs Happy and Happy Songs Sad. This particular, I don't know if you've seen this video. This is a lot of fun. It's, they take different songs, like, you know, that one that's been going around the web, Happy.
Mm-hmm.
They take that and put it in a minor key. But they take some other sad songs that are in a minor key and put them in a major key. And the results are hysterical. You just have to see it. So check out the video. It is at WKZO.com in the blog section. It's below the news. If you go down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll find it. It's right there. It was up top last time I checked in the blog section.
I can't wait to watch that video.
So this is going to be fun. Don't watch it now.
I'm not going to watch it now.
That? Gosh.
No, don't worry. I'm not going to watch it now.
First you're eating a bagel, then you're watching videos. I don't know what to do with a guy.
Really. I'm actually looking for a question for the movie giveaway.
See, this is how quickly these things come together. As he's even looking now for the ultimate question to ask. So, but we've got some stuff to talk about today. One thing I wanted to hit on today, Michigan State has a program that apparently trains union staff and leadership, and the university has said the program is not funded with state appropriations. It's basically union class, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Michigan Freedom Fund and the Associated Builders and Contractors both called for the MSU Building Trades Academy to be defunded. And of course, the university is saying taxpayers don't fund the non-credit courses that make up the academy. But basically what the class is how to organize unions, how to protest and things like that. Now, to go along with this, about midday, Michigan State took a $500,000 hit in the budget that was set before the state Senate. Senator Tanya Schutmaker talked about how Michigan State has taken over the duties of the National Labor College and summarized a course description for the classes involved with that. And one of the things that they talked about in both the articles, and this is coming from Mears, talking about how, you know, Michigan State's offering this, but they're not offering the alternative of how to bust unions.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing that in the mix of things that they're looking at. So it's interesting to see that they're deciding on this, saying, all right, $500,000, we're going to take that away because you've got this class that you're teaching. The ultimate question here, and, you know, I understand the Senate stepping up and saying, yeah, we got to do something about that. The ultimate question here is, should Michigan State be taking a swing at this kind of a class? Should they be training people in how to form unions, in how to try and unionize non-union businesses, and that kind of thing? Now, you know, unions have their purpose. And I will not say that I'm absolutely against unions, but I will say this. If a union wants to come into a shop, they're the ones that need to be able to train people in the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
Should Michigan State do it? I'm not so sure about that. I don't think they've got a place doing it. But I'd like to get your thoughts on it. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Those are our phone numbers, so you can be a part of the conversation. Also, we will be taking your text comments at 80373, so you can go ahead and text us and tell us what's on your mind about this particular topic. What do you think? Give us a call right now. We got John on the line from Kalamazoo. John, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Oh, you betcha. I would push you a little bit. Number one, I don't see a problem with the class. I really can't understand why people are so afraid of unions, one. And two, I would say, no, the alternative classes are taught at every university in this state that's got business school. And if you look at the MBA program, that to me is how to be a CEO, how to be kind of the opposite from the union. So
now, wait. How is a CEO an opposite of the unions?
Well, to me, a union represents the working people,
mm-hmm.
and a CEO represents the executive people. I'm not saying one is worse or better than
okay.
the other.
All right, fair enough. I'll take that explanation, sure.
So that's kind of, I mean, there's classes out there, you know, how to run a company and start and all that. But what a union class is how to organize your fellow workers with you into a union. I'm not really seeing what the problem is, frankly.
Well, I mean, there are established unions out there, you know, various unions for various types of businesses and things like that. Isn't it incumbent upon the unions themselves to train workers in the idea of, okay, you want to form a union, we'll come in, we'll help you form it, we'll help you vote, that kind of thing? I don't have a problem with that. I just kind of wonder, okay, should Michigan State be involved in this at all? I mean, this is a public university.
I guess I see it as a way of getting away from the established unions, which, frankly, I think are, well, I won't give my political comment on that. But let's use the case of Northwestern College in Illinois, Big Ten school, and the football players have said, we want to form a union.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this would be a great class on that. Why have to, why force our workers who may want to form a union to go to the UAW or the other unions out there? We want to create a union that represents us.
Okay.
And I have no idea what is taught in this class or not. Initial reaction is not negative.
Now, that's a fair argument, too, because, you know, if you look on the current unions and go, oh, okay, I'm not wild about their practices or that practices, then, yeah, okay, I could get that. I get what you're coming from on that. Okay. Well, John, appreciate your call today. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right. You can get in with us and chat with us about that. It's 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And there's another thing. Was John right about that? Do you feel like, well, you know what? People that want to unionize but don't want to use a current union should have the opportunity to know how to form their own. And, you know, I guess the other part of it is, you know, should maybe unions and that kind of thing, should that be a part of regular business courses? The pros, the cons, that kind of thing. I mean, I think it is to a certain degree. I took a few business courses when I was in college, but admittedly, it's been probably 20 years since I've been there. And to be honest, I only took like 5 or 6 business courses. So what do you think about it? 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or text us at 80373 with your comments. Of course, I'd love to hear from you on the phone, but you know, if you want to text in, that's all right as well. Let's head back to the phone lines where we have Dave in Galesburg. Dave? Glad you're with us today. Welcome.
Yeah, hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, I think the the thing about the union in sports there. I think they should do it. I mean, it'd be good experience, and I think all around that, you know, they have the freedom to do that because we live in the United States. So, you know, if you say, no, you can't unionize, you know, it would be just totally against our Constitution. So,
okay. All right, Dave, do me a favor because I do want to chat with you here. Could you turn your radio down? Because we are on.
Okay, I'm driving right now.
No, we're on a slight delay, so that kind of confuses people a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I'm hearing him again. What's going on? But, no, Dave, you bring up an interesting point because, you know, we talk about this, you know, we've talked about Northwestern, the football players and that kind of thing. You know, I've kind of wondered to myself if that's a different animal than just a group of people that are working that are unsatisfied with working conditions and want to unionize. I think it's we're kind of comparing apples and oranges if we put this two together.
Well, the bottom line is they should have the freedom to do whatever they want. You know, here in the United States, we live here. It's a, a free country. So, and there is protection. I am a union employee, and they protect me from, you know, improper work ethics and stuff like that. So I think the whole bottom line here is that, you know, let the union go into it. The one bad thing about it is unions tend to drive up prices of things, so maybe ticket prices might go up, you know, this, that, and the other things. But, you know, let them go ahead and do it.
Well, and I think if you did that and there was legitimate payment for football players at the college level, and I don't know that we'll ever get there, really, even with this ruling to say, yeah, you can unionize. Because there's the ultimate thing. If ticket prices go up and it's only the extreme wealthy that can go to some of these games, then you're not going to have these crowds of 100,000 over at University of Michigan that are enjoying a game every other weekend.
Right. That might be the case, but I don't think they would go up that much. But the whole bottom line in the big picture here is, yeah, I think they should unionize. Yep.
Okay.
They should go ahead and do it, so...
All right. Well, Dave, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
And we continue on with the program. Really, if you want to talk about that as well, I definitely welcome that because this whole deal with the Northwestern football players, I'm of two minds on it because they've talked about and there was a ruling that, yes, they can go ahead and unionize. They are employees of the university. And partially, okay, they're getting – compensated with a college education. That's one part of the deal. But the other part of the deal is people have talked about, you know, should they receive some sort of payment? One argument I heard years ago, I was against it at the time. More and more, I think I'm for it. The idea of giving, you know, some of these in major programs a stipend. And, you know, you talk about a stipend. Well, what is that? That's basically pizza money, you know, if you want to put it on that footing. You talk about, you know, maybe all the Division I programs, you give these students that are part of the football program a stipend to be able to, all right, so here you have a little money so you can pay for a pizza this week or something like that. That's kind of, I'm thinking that might not be a bad idea because, I mean, these kids devote so much of themselves to the football program. You know, they're practicing all the time. They're there providing a product. And how many people show up at these games? You know, particularly for the major programs. I mean, you know, try to get tickets for a Michigan game or an Ohio State game or a USC game or Notre Dame. You're not going to get through the doors without spending several hundred dollars on secondhand tickets.
Yeah, just getting tickets online for those games. I know Michigan games typically run $70, but now they have like kind of a different pricing system on based on like how hot the game is, like. It could cost more than that. Notre Dame, I know I went to a couple years ago to watch them play Western. That was also $70. But, yeah, so for the big programs, it's definitely going to cost a lot.
Well, it costs a lot, and let's face it, people sell these things secondhand, whether it was lawful or not, which I think they've passed something now that makes, you know, quote-unquote scalping lawful. But, you know, you're going to buy some of these secondhand because guess what? Games sold out, particularly if you want to go to one of the big ones. You know, try and go see Michigan, Michigan State sometime. Try and go see the game between Michigan and Ohio State. Good luck.
Yes.
You're not going to get tickets unless you go buy them from somebody that already has them. So, yeah, that would have an impact on all of that. But would it be enough? I don't know. What do you think? We got 382-4280 is our phone number, 877-382-4280 or 80373, the texting number so that you can get your message through to us. Let's head on over to the phones once again where we have Chris standing by. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, any word on who brought this lawsuit?
The lawsuit with the Northwestern athletes or the...
That,
I think it was the athletes themselves, but I'm not exactly sure. I don't have the details.
I'm pretty sure the athletes didn't come together, you know, because they're a transient group. So they didn't come together and say, hey, let's go ahead and see if we can unionize, because this isn't something that goes through immediately. It would be interesting to see who brought the suit. I know it was named for the student athletes of Northwestern University, but who actually brought it? Because this is interesting. And as to the caller that said they should, I disagree. I think they have the right. You have the right to try and, you know, organize yourself in any way that you want to organize yourself. If you want to form a social club or in this case a union, you know, good for you. But should they? You know, there's this pretty big trade-off. Mm-hmm. Where they're providing, like, as you pointed out several times, they're getting an education, and in trade, they train and are, you know, football players or basketball players or whatever, you know, group of athletes you want to talk about.
Right.
And so far, that's been pretty equitable because, although not most of them, a lot of those students are using this as a platform to go do something else, whether it be... you know, that they got a degree and they, you know, went on to use that degree or for the lucky few that go on to play for a professional sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is their jumping off point. Now, if they do this and they unionize and they create a bunch of demands for, you know, we're only going to practice X amount in our game. Now it's kind of like the NFL union, where, you know, we're only going to play X amount of games and we don't want to do as many as you guys wanted to do, and they start putting limits on the universities. Universities are going to do real math and figure out how much this system costs them. You know, I imagine that some universities make money off their athletic programs, but a lot of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
And when the real math comes along, they're going to shut down programs that don't make money. And that's going to provide less opportunity, not only in the form of, you know, getting to play a sport that you love, but also to get the advanced training in the sport that you love and or whatever career field it was you were going to go into.
I think it's
a bad idea.
I think that's an interesting part of the discussion, too, because with these, you know, if there's players unionizing and they're not going to be able to make money, I mean, just take Western for an example. Would they be able to fund the program and to be able to put, you know, something profitable enough to be able to pay players on top of the college education that they receive, or would they just have to fold up the program? I mean, you know, and that's just an example. I mean, there's a lot of smaller universities that would face that kind of a reality.
We're just talking about it, thinking of the logistics of a union. So these kids are going to get a stipend, but then they're going to have to turn around and take that stipend and pay their union dues.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, and that's another interesting point to the discussion.
It just, you know, again, you know, in America, like the caller said, we have the right, but I would say that it is not a very good idea. It's not very well thought out, and I'm way more interested in finding out who brought this lawsuit. You know, wasn't a student athlete, lawyer, an RB guy from Northwestern University. It was probably somebody, some organization outside of that.
I'll have to dig through and see what I can find on that, but that would be interesting. You're right about that.
Do you have a super producer?
Yes, of course. He's here.
And guess what the super producer needs to be doing today?
Well, he needs to drop his bagel and get to work. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, a little less chomping, a little more typing there, little buddy.
Chris, thanks for your call today.
Yep,
appreciate it.
See you guys.
All right, and the program continues ahead. Talking about this, Michigan State and unions, they're teaching about it, but also Northwestern's football players in unions. Do you think College athletes should be able to unionize. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, 803-73 if you'd like to comment by text. We'll continue the program here in a moment on 590 WKZL. Degrees in Kalamazoo at 428. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on 590 WKZO. So what do you think? Do you think the Northwestern football players should be able to unionize? So they had a ruling from the National Labor Relations Board and actually did a little research and found out that this particular effort, it was spearheaded amongst players by outgoing Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter, but also supported from the College Athletes Players Association and the United Steelworkers Union. So there was some question in regards to how all this was being backed and supported. That's where it was.
And that was the same information I found out as well.
There you go. See, I got ahead of you because you had a bagel in your mouth.
Yes.
You're just sitting here chewing. And I say what it is, you know. I have to do all the work over here.
Yeah, you're sitting over there wondering, is he going to do anything today?
This is back there over there, you know, with his feet up eating bonbons or something, you know. But this is what I have to deal with. This is just, this is what goes on. But so that's kind of what's behind this. At the same time, you know, and all of this having to do with unionization and that kind of thing. First of all, you've got the players at Northwestern trying to form a union. And, you know, maybe there's something to that, the whole organization of it. But the other part of it is, would the university recognize the union? Mm-hmm. And the other part of it is, should a university be teaching people how to form unions? Now, honestly, I think with all the information that is out there on the web these days, certainly if you went to Google and typed in, how do you form a labor union? You could probably come up with something.
You'd find the answer.
I'm sure it would be there. And because it's on the internet, it's always true, right?
Yes.
But the point is, the information is out there. Does Michigan State need to be teaching it to people? And should they be doing it with public dollars? Because, you know, there are people, there are definitely people who are absolutely 100% pro-union, best way to go. That's what we need to do. There are people who are 100% anti-union and saying, no, we don't need that. And this is a public university. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that. We will continue the discussion as we move along here. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or via text 803-73. And you could be a part of things that way as well. We've got news coming up here very shortly. We'll give you a news update on all the latest that's going on. And we will spend some time talking with you about this stuff. So make sure you keep it right here. Jeremy Lawrence on 590 WKZO. WKZO, it's 40 degrees in Kalamazoo. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. We're taking you through your afternoon together. We were having a discussion earlier. Two items, union-related. First of all, Michigan State has been teaching a union training academy, and the State Senate has responded to that by taking a $500,000 cut from their budget. That's part of something that broke this afternoon. State Senator Tanya Schutmaker talked a little bit about that and talked about how with this, Michigan State has taken over the duties of the National Labor College. That is a quote from the senator. Now, as we talked about this, we got into a bit of a discussion about the Northwestern athletes and whether they should be allowed to form a union.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that they chased after. The National Labor Relations Board, they went ahead and ruled, yeah, they can. It's a step in a long line of steps before things can actually happen that way. We wanted to gauge your opinion on things, so feel free to chat with us, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us, 803-73. Let's head over to the phones once again, where Jeff has been standing by. Jeff, glad you're with us.
Good afternoon, Jeremy. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spring day, isn't it?
You know, I haven't been outside for hours on end.
Well.
It could be wonderful out there, and I don't have any idea, or it could be just totally crappy. So.
Well, I wouldn't hurry if I was you.
All right. I get the message.
Anyway, on to your topic there. I don't know where this labor school is located at, but obviously, if someone were to want to learn about that, they ought to be able to learn about it at their local university. I mean, it is unions are legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Thing in our society. There's not a whole lot of union members left anymore, but there's still a number of us out there. So if someone wanted to learn, you know, I don't know what the syllabus is, the course description.
Mm-hmm.
So I
haven't seen one myself either. That's kind of why I'm looking at this going, I don't know. Sounds a little weird. I'm not necessarily for it because the information is out there, you know, pretty accessible so that you can get at it. But, well, you know, I can see the argument the other way, too.
Well, the Internet is a wonderful thing, and I can learn about a lot of things, but I'm not necessarily going to get a piece of paper that says that I did learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's a tool for somebody to move up in a union organization or whatever else.
But do you need a certificate in union training or whatever it is to be able to form a union?
No, but any kind of education that you could get would help in that particular venue if that were the, you know, the way that you wanted to go down the road somewhere.
Okay.
So if you know, as a union member myself, I'm not aware of, I'm sure there's tools out there, but I know some of our folks have had to travel to Washington, D.C. to get this education. You know, and there's a lot of us, if we did want to get that education, we wouldn't be able to travel that far to be able
okay.
to do it.
So you wouldn't necessarily have a problem with taxpayer funds going into something like that?
I don't know. There are taxpayer funds being used or not? Or is that, you know, are these courses paid for by, you know, someone else?
Well, I think the claims that Michigan State was saying is that taxpayer dollars don't go into it. And there are some on the other side going, no, not so fast. There are taxpayer dollars going into it because the numbers just don't add up.
Well, is it entirely funded through the unions?
That I don't know.
So, I mean, unless we can answer that question, then we can't really go down that taxpayer dollars. But you know,
well, and that's the thing. It's a public university. There are taxpayer dollars there for a lot of things. So, you know, you know that there's something there.
So if I disagree with another course that they happen to be teaching, should my taxpayer dollars be used for that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
We're opening up a really big can of worms here. So, and I, you know, this all goes back to the whole pushing of the right to work through and
mm-hmm.
a lot of other things. You know, there's definitely an agenda in Lansing. And as a union member, I don't like most of it. But, you know, they are our duly elected officials. And like you say, you know, come November, we can all make our decision.
Okay. Well, Jeff, I appreciate your call today. Thanks for phoning in.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. And, okay, you're wanting to break in now, Michael?
Yes, there was a listener who actually had a question
okay,
about the unions.
Okay, all right. See, I figured you were just trying to take over the show again.
No. But the question that the listener wanted to pose is if, you know, the Northwestern labor unions, you know, do become official at some point, you know, they're there to go to school. You know, if unions can go on strike, are they going to walk the picket line or are they going to go to school? That's the question she wanted to pose. And I actually like to take a shot at that. Yeah, they're there to go to school. They shouldn't, you know, be there to walk a picket line because think about it. If you're in the middle of a sports season mm-hmm. and these athletes decide to go on strike, well, then games are going to be canceled
mm-hmm.
and the university is going to end up losing money because they're not going to make the money off of the ticket sales, concessions, mm-hmm. and merchandise that's going to be sold as well. So that's definitely a really good question to be asked, and I'll let you take it from here.
Okay. I guess that's why they put my name on the show. But, you know, it's an interesting thing to talk about from that angle as well. And you know, I tend to think, and this was years and years ago when the NFL went on strike, the players' union in the NFL went on strike. Mm-hmm. And in those days, the NFL decided, we're going to keep going. We're just going to bring in players off the street.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some ball. And the games were interesting.
Yes.
There were some unusual things that happened. But the interesting thing about it was that I think it was after three games, the union decided, I think we're going to come back and play. And the result was some of these scab team players ended up getting contracts out of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the teams kind of went, oh, man. That guy plays better than this other guy over here. I think we're going to keep him.
Yeah.
You know, so it really ended up being a losing proposition for the unionized players in that case. So, I mean, I think, all right, unionized, but let's be very careful about this. I mean, you think back to the days of, and again, before Michael's time, but air traffic controllers went on strike. This was the 80s, Ronald Reagan, and he basically busted the union, says, you got to come back to work. We need you. We can't do this without you. You cannot go on strike according to your contract. You went on strike. If you don't show up tomorrow for work, you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And they carried it out. You know, so it's got to be in a situation where, yeah, I mean, unions, no problem. Organize, talk about things, and talk about, I like the idea, again, and we talked about it earlier, but I still like the idea about some of these college players and major programs, really, to have a stipend. Where they're going, okay, well, you know, it's enough money to be able to buy a pizza, go out to eat, whatever, you know, but not, you're not giving them a paycheck where, oh, yes, this is our starting quarterback. He makes $50,000 a year, you know.
We're not talking anything like that here.
Yeah, but I think that's worth talking about, and maybe a union gets involved with that because it's a comment worth having, and I think worth having when you're talking about some of these big programs. I mean, you think about the top 25 every year, the teams that are in there, you know, Big Ten teams, SEC, Pac-12, whatever.
Yeah.
These are the teams you're talking about. Maybe not necessarily, you know, Western Michigan or
Duke.
You know, Florida Athletic University or whatever. You know, some of these places. Yeah, and Duke was another good one. Yeah.
They,
like, wow, they have a football program? Really? But, no, I mean, that kind of thing, or even with the basketball teams, you know, with some of the major ones, because there you've got their Duke is a legitimate power.
Yes, they're a major one there.
But, you know, and some of the others that show up, Wichita State, for instance, which has gotten good in the last few years. But, you know, there should be ways for universities to get around that, too, to be able to say, all right, no, we're going to keep playing, and guess what? We're going to take Joe Blow out of the dorms here and start him at quarterback, you know.
Yeah, I'll go play for one of the teams. That'll be great. I can be wide receiver, one of my dreams I've always wanted to do.
You know, and there's probably plenty of people out there with college eligibility that could step up and say, you know what, yeah, I could put in some time this year.
All I have to do is go back and, you know, do my master's, and then I got that 1 year of eligibility where I could do it.
There you go. There you go. Sign up for one class. You're probably good right there. But I would love to hear from you on this topic, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as we discuss the whole idea of unionization. We're talking about it from the angle of, you know, the college sports teams being able to unionize. Do you think that's good or not? And the other side of it, Michigan State is teaching a course on unions. Do you feel like that they should do that? And do you feel like the state senate was onto something when they said, you know what? Okay, we're going to cut some funding based on that. $500,000 in the Senate budget for the labor courses that they cut out of there because of that. What do you think about it? We'd love to hear from you. And we'll continue the program talking about that with you right here. Jeremy Lawrence here at 590 WKZO. 40 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence with you in the afternoon. And, you know, I got to looking around. And as I was looking around, I saw over in the producer's booth, Michael sitting here going, ooh, 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 over here. He's worked up a trivia question.
Yep.
And he wants to be able to take over the show long enough to share it with you. So I figure, you know what? I'm a nice guy. I'll throw in some tickets with the mix just so Michael can have his trivia question. Oh, you know, I mean, we got to do this, you know. The things I do to keep my producer happy. Anyway, so we've got a couple of tickets. This is to the movie Noah. You've heard about this. This is the biblical epic that they've put out. And it's coming out this weekend. And the cool thing about these tickets is you can not only go to Celebration Cinema in Portage and see the movie, but you can see it not only on the big screen, but the even bigger screen known as IMAX, because I got two tickets for it. So just call it a date package, I guess, a little bit. If you want to take you and your significant other to the movies, you'll be able to do that this weekend with these tickets. And all you have to do to win them is, first of all, you got to call. Because if you just shout out answers to Michael's questions, it doesn't work.
No.
So you could call 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 and answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael has come up with off the top of his head. Go ahead.
Yes. The question is, what mountain did Noah's Ark come to rest on?
Okay. What mountain?
Yep.
Okay, and Gander Mountain doesn't work.
No, Gander Mountain does not work.
Didn't come to rest there. So so if you got the answer to that, give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, and you could possibly be the winner of these two tickets to go see this movie this weekend. You know, it's gotten a lot of press. It's gotten a ton of press. Some people are a little worried about it, saying, well, it takes a little liberty with the story. There are other people going, no, it sounds good. You know, and I think with this movie, I mean, it could be, and think about that flood scene that you've seen on the previews. Imagine that on the IMAX screen. I mean, that alone is kind of making me going, maybe I want to go see this thing. So, an interesting, interesting movie. Should be fun. But talking about some of these things, you know, it gets a little fuzzy when you talk about, you know, all right, should Michigan State be teaching a course on unions? Should they be teaching people, all right, here's how you organize a union, here's how you do this, here's how you, you know, and they're not going to also teach a course on here's how you bust a union. You know, that's not in there. At least it wasn't in the business courses I took. And admittedly, I took about, I think it was about five or six business courses when I was in college. But it really wasn't in there, hey, here's how you bust a union. So it's not really taking a middle ground here. It's training people actively. Here's how you organize. And then the other part of it, you've got these football players who genuinely feel like they want to organize. Should they be able to do that? And, you know, we've been talking about it all hour. It's an interesting take. And I'd love to tell you more about it, but Michael's about to take over the show again.
Yes. We've got a winner.
You know, I can turn your microphone off over here. That's the beauty of this.
Oh, I know.
He's got to sit here. Darn, I forgot about that. But yes, people would like to hear who won these tickets. So who won the tickets?
Judy Fraser from Kalamazoo.
All right. So Judy will be able to take someone with her to go see Noah on the IMAX, too. So hopefully she's ready for that.
Yes.
But we did have a trivia question with this. So answer us. Was it? It wasn't Mount Rushmore. We know that, too.
Nope.
So, all right. What was the mountain?
Mount Ararat.
Mount Ararat.
And that's located in Turkey.
Okay. All right. They still haven't figured out if there's a boat over there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're just not letting them in to do any digs or anything like that or what's going on.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Nobody's figured out if there's actually an ark over there.
Well, maybe I should just go home and investigate that.
You know, you could do that. You just have to do that. Maybe you can do that and report back Monday on it, you know.
Boy, that would be a that's a really short trip to go a long way.
Yeah, no, just to tell you, I can't fund your trip.
Ah, dang it.
You know I'm not going to be able to help you out, but if you can scrounge together enough to get over there and back, I'm all for it. So.
Somebody did text in a really funny answer on our texting page. They said Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. There you go. Yeah, I don't think that's true. But I'm imagining all those animals on Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting. Oh, well. Anyway, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, and actually someone has just texted as well, and you can continue to do that for the remainder of the program, 80373, and talk about what we've been talking about here. But someone says, I don't see a problem if classes on unions. What was the debate's complaint? And I think the complaint there was the idea that taxpayer dollars were being used.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I had heard about it is they were looking at the money that was coming in for this and the money they were spending on it and going, wait a minute, these numbers don't add up. There's something going on here. And so they decided, all right, well, we're going to do something about this to see if we can't reveal the truth on it. I think that's a lot of what was going on, just my 2 cents worth. Now, you know, this has just come out today. I haven't talked to anybody about it, so I don't know. But that's my angle on it. I think a lot of it was the idea of taxpayer funding for this kind of thing. Because there's people on both sides of the issue, for unions and against unions. And I guess I wouldn't have a problem if you offered one class that said, all right, here's the benefits of labor unions. Here are the drawbacks of labor unions. Mm-hmm. And you make it a balanced approach to it. Then you're talking about education. Then you're talking about critical thinking. And that I'm totally on board with. Now, on the other side of this, we talked a little bit about the Northwestern football players. And as we've talked about that, okay, yeah, maybe they can organize. But here's the thing. They're already being compensated with an education. And I think much beyond that, you know, other than maybe pizza money for the week or something like that, I mean, they do devote a lot of time to playing the sport. You're talking about 40 to 50 hours just in practice and playing and things like that. And there's something to that, the idea that they should be compensated a little more, but I don't know. I mean, there's got to be an understanding here that, all right, if you're going to unionize, well, listen, but if you're going to strike, that's going to impact an awful lot of people, and we're going to make sure that there is some, you know, some sort of consequence for that as well. Well, if you don't want to play, all right, no more scholarship. Yeah, you know, and realize, too, that's going to hurt some of these players that are walk-ons and that kind of thing. But what do you think? We'll take your comments here in the next couple of minutes as we close out the program. Let's head over to Tom in Ross Center. Tom, quickly with your comments.
Yeah, right. You know, I don't know if maybe I was on the phone and, you know, didn't listen to everything that was going on, but you was talking about ticket sales and and everything else there, you know, with this, you know, deal with the football players. But boy, I would imagine that the alumni associations that donate, you know, buku bucks to the athletic programs would, you know, because in my opinion, most of them are Republicans, you know, that they got the money to spend like that would be really super against, you know, unionization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just a thought that I had when you were talking about it, and I just didn't. You know, had a couple other phone calls, so I just didn't get a chance to get in until now. And I know you're just about ready to wrap up, so I'll quit running my app. So.
Well, Tom, thanks for calling in. I don't know that I totally agree with the characterization that all of the boosters and people like that and alumni would be all Republican. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an awful lot of people that have varying degrees, backgrounds, and that kind of thing. But well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you would think alumni would be against that sort of thing, but who knows?
Yeah.
There might be alumni that are also card-carrying union members.
Yeah, and for now, from what I've been reading, the unions for the college programs only applied to the private universities and not the public universities.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right, we'll try and take one more phone call. I've got just about a minute, Jeff, so if you could quickly make your point.
All right, well, you know, you guys are talking about striking during the football season and things like that. I'm not sure what the whole driver is behind this. We're talking about it over the last couple of days at work, and sounds like it has more to do with endorsements and these guys able to be able to reap some of the rewards of that. But you adopt CIR language and you're into arbitration, you can't strike, you know, so strikes aren't necessarily going to happen.
Right, right. Well, Jeff, I got to run. Thanks for taking part in the program today.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, got to go. Tiger Baseball tomorrow. We'll join you after the game. Make sure you're here.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.